Good morning. Thousands of officers turned out for the funeral of New York police officer Randolph Holder on Wednesday. They lined rain-swept streets for blocks outside a Queens church to pay tribute. The 5-year veteran was killed October 20th while responding to a report of shots fired and a bike stolen at gunpoint in East Harlem. Authorities have accused Tyrone Howard of hopping off the stolen bike and shooting Holder in the head. His attorney has said there are missing details in the case. The 33-year-old Holder is from Guyana. He's to be buried there later this week. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
In our nation, changes must be made to keep guns out of the hands of criminals.
The gun used to shoot the officer was smuggled into the city on the Iron Pipeline from South Carolina. While the national debate is on gun reform, at the GOP debate last night out of Colorado, even though Donald Trump said he doesn't take money from super PACs, he pandered to the NRA. After the Oregon mass shooting, he said, by the way, it was a gun-free zone. He said if teachers or somebody else had guns, they would have been better off.
I feel that the gun-free zones, and, you know, when you say that, that's target practice for the sickos and for the mentally ill. That's target. They look around for gun-free zones.
Asked about carrying a gun, he said he might feel more comfortable if his employees brought a gun to work. Senator Marco Rubio took the occasion to bash the mainstream news media and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
You know, the Democrats have the ultimate super PAC. It's called the mainstream media. Whoever single day. And I'll tell you why. Last week, Hillary Clinton went before a committee. She admitted she had sent emails to her family saying, hey, this attack in Benghazi was caused by al-Qaeda-like elements. She spent over a week telling the families of those victims and the American people that it was because of a video. And yet the mainstream media is going around saying it was the greatest week in Hillary Clinton's campaign. It was the week she got exposed as a liar. It was the week that she got exposed as a liar. But she has her super PAC helping her out, the American mainstream media.
Carly Fiorina also bashed Clinton.
It is the height of hypocrisy for Mrs. Clinton to talk about being the first woman president when every single policy she espouses and every single policy of President Obama has been demonstrably bad for women.
Frontrunner Dr. Ben Carson was asked why he would serve on the board of Costco, which supports the gay community.
I believe that our Constitution protects everybody, regardless of their sexual orientation or any other aspect. I also believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that there is no reason that you can't be perfectly fair to the gay community. They shouldn't automatically assume that because you believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, that you are a homophobe.
Carson said it's those who try to divide us who are the enemies, that PC is ruining the country. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. New York will become the latest state to add the meningitis vaccine to the list of required school vaccines under a new state law, dealing a defeat to those who oppose the mandate because of concerns about the safety of vaccines. Many people who complained a federal insurance program shortchanged them after Superstorm Sandy swamped their homes are getting some validations 3 years later in the form of cash. A FEMA review launched in the spring has been finding that many policyholders in the National Flood Insurance Program should have gotten more money to fix their homes after the October 29, 2012 storm. The government bank responsible for issuing Puerto Rico's bonds said Wednesday that its liquidity has dropped below $1 billion as concerns grow it won't be able to make a large upcoming bond payment amidst its economic crisis. Puerto Rico has increased taxes and imposed new ones to help generate more revenue. This has led to growing anger among Puerto Ricans who say they are being unfairly burdened. The Obama administration warned last week that the island's economic problems could lead to a humanitarian crisis if Congress does not create, among other things, a territorial bankruptcy regime that would allow Puerto Rico to restructure its debt. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico legislators are debating a measure that would establish a fiscal control board to oversee a 5-year fiscal overhaul that calls for changes. These include a reduction in the minimum wage. Leaders of various unions across the island say they are organizing a general strike to protest that proposal and other government actions. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.